Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Remember I told you about the Texas students that they chartered a flight to Cabo San Lucas, 70 of them, and then 44 came back with the coronavirus. Some of them came back on commercial flights. They all didn't come back together, which makes it even worse because they probably spread it to somebody else on those commercial flights. So everybody's ripping the Texas kids, which they deserve to get ripped, right? But the Nevada-based Just College repeatedly encouraged the students to go ahead with their trip and refused to offer refunds despite repeated warnings by health officials against non-essential travel. At least 44 of the 70 students that boarded the chartered flight from Austin to Cabo on the 14th have now been diagnosed with COVID-19. They're all students at the University of Texas at Austin, which confirmed the number of infections on Thursday. A New York mother whose daughter was supposed to go to Mexico says the company should be held accountable for telling the students there was nothing to worry about. I certainly think they were lulled into thinking it was safer than it was, said the woman who asked not to be named because of the online harassment against UT Austin students in recent days. Her daughter canceled the trip days before the departure, but the company has declined to offer refunds. Based on publicity available, information that has been reported, we believe that there is no compelling reason to reconsider travel to Mexico at this time due to the coronavirus, a Just College representative told her in March 12th, in a Facebook message read by the Daily News. We believe that our destination remains among the safest and most enjoyable destinations in the world to visit right now, the representative wrote, noting that there were more corona cases in the U.S. than in Mexico. However, it's still unknown if any of those students brought the virus with them on the plane, as it takes several days for the symptoms to begin. Some people may not even experience any symptoms, experts say. So how about that? Now that part, now first of all, see, the other student from New York, they decided not to go. And now they can challenge this company, sue them, whatever, and they'll get their money back. Because they've got a case now.
A really good case, actually.
Hey, let me tell you something. Because I've done this before. Southwest Airlines, if you cancel a flight with them, you get credited. They don't give you your money back normally. Well, we had obviously flights to Vegas. And when I canceled them, you know, they gave me a refund. And there was no questions asked because of the coronavirus. So, you know, they were understanding in that situation. It's not fun for them to have to return us the money, I'm sure. But they were very understanding in that situation. And that's how these guys have to be too, Just College. They deserve to get sued because they put people at risk. Now, I also blame the kids and the parents. Because if you know the pandemic is going on and it's building, you got to decide not to go. Because I was already wary about Vegas weeks ago. I was already saying, man, I don't know. I don't know about going. You know, I was like, man, if I got to go, I got to go with a mask on the entire time. I was already planning. Weeks ago, I was saying that. So you got to take this serious. And that's the problem, that you got to stick to your guns. And I get it that, I mean, listen, they chartered a plane. They got to have money. If you chartered the plane, then, you know, you're not broke. You got some cash. If you have the kind of money to charter a plane, then you can say, you know what? I'm not going and I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to sue you. Because they're going to get their money now. There's no way that legally their argument's going to last in court. Because this coronavirus thing is, there's no way you're going to get even a jury that's going to be unbiased about it. Because everybody's suffering from this thing. So they have everything to stand on there. The only thing is they got to go after this company. But to for them to do that, that's disgusting that they actually did that. Sad, man.
Not only that, then they release that statement that they think it's okay. Yeah. It's like not only they like doubled down on it.
Yeah.